This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
On the line right now, the man himself, Shannon Noel. Good morning, mate. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thanks, guys. How are you?
Yeah, we're amazing. We're amazing. You've had a pretty eventful last couple of weeks. You just got a new album out.
I have, mate. Yeah. Well, I was lucky enough to get a chance to work on it, do an acoustic album during sort of the end of last year. So it was a great time to be able to do something at that stage. There wasn't a lot else going on.
But, I was going to say, how was 2020 for you? I mean, like a lot of singer-songwriter artists, it would have been tough, mate, and especially for you because you love performing.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, no, I sort of lost 50 gigs overnight, mate, and had probably 6 months or 8 months where we didn't do a great deal. So, with the situation, there's a lot of people that couldn't work as well. So it was across the board, sadly. But hopefully, it's great signs at the moment, mate. With a lot of the shows coming back, I did six or eight shows over the last couple of weeks, which has been really good.
Did you find that it was nice to take a break though, just to spend some time with your family and quality time, without feeling guilty that you should be working, or even working and feeling guilty that you should be at home?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think the best part of, I suppose, about it was I've got a 2-year-old, and to be able to spend some time at home with him was fantastic. We were sort of on some acreage, so we mucked around in the veggie patch and the chook pen and stuff like that, which was a lot of fun. Sure. With the little fellow, because when the other kids were that age, I was sort of all over the place, you know, riding trips to the States and touring for months and that sort of thing. So it was really nice to be able to have that downtime.
Sure, yeah. He'll remember that.
Yeah, I was going to say, he'll remember that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've got a bit of a green thumb then, obviously, mate. Are you how much stuff are you growing at the moment? How much veggies are you growing?
Yeah, mate, I've got a heap of winter veg in at the moment, just broccoli and cauliflower and cabbage and all that sort of thing. And I'm just sort of making a big strawberry patch for the little bloke. He likes a strawberry. So just the last couple of days I've been sort of building a big strawberry patch. So when spring comes, we should have an abundance of strawberries. So I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, got to add
chocolate to those, surely, at some stage.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just don't let him run crazy while he's eating his strawberry because, I mean, 2-year-olds and things that stain probably are the best for the house.
No, they don't last long, that's for sure.
Look, Dad, I painted a wall.
Yeah. No, he loves them. They're gone in 2 seconds, so he's quite keen on the strawberries. So it's a great situation.
Great. Now, obviously, I was going to say last month, but we're in June now. In April, you brought out the song Better. We love it here at the station. Can you explain a little bit of the backstory from your perspective on it?
Yeah, pardon me. We were sort of just talking about extra songs that we could that we had, like a couple of new releases that we could put on this album. And
yep.
And one was a song I've sort of had for over 20 years now. It's a song I wrote when I was about 19, I suppose, myself, and about a friend of mine from back home who sadly got killed in a car accident. But yep. we found a home for that on this album, and then we were also looking through another few demos, and we came across Better that I'd written with my band, all of us together. So we just thought with this day and age of everybody on social media sort of jumping to criticise other people without knowing a lot about the story, it's a little bit of a song just to sort of, you know, relate to sort of support people instead of dragging them down if you have the opportunity to, you know. So I think a lot of people probably have done it really tough in the last sort of 12 months, and I think it's time that we sort of showed a bit of support and a bit of encouragement instead of just trying to shut people down so quickly. So it's a little bit of a community call, I suppose, where we're just trying to ask people to look out for each other a little bit more in these testing times, I suppose.
Yeah, I think that's super important, and it's a message that doesn't really get talked about enough. So it's great to have someone like yourself bringing out such
positivity.
Yeah, positivity and powerful song behind it. It's great.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks so much, guys. Because I mean, you know, with obviously what's gone on the last 12 months. Mental health and suicide and that have skyrocketed. So I think, now more than ever, we need to sort of, you know, check in on friends and check in on family and make sure everybody's doing okay and in a healthy mind space, you know.
Well, mate, I think it's you should be proud of yourself. You've got the platform, Nolesy, to be able to do what you do. I mean, it can be all fun time, you know, fun and games a lot of the time what you're doing. But for you to come out today and say that, you know, it gives me goosebumps because it's, you know, there's a lot of people that look up to you, and it's mate, it's a testament to yourself to be able to do that. I think it's you got a lot of courage, mate, and it's beautiful to see.
Thank you very much, mate. I really appreciate that. I really do.
Like Gerard said, you've got the platform. I mean, you are Shannon Knoll. Does your little one realise?
Yeah,
he's probably a bit young,
but
does he realise, all right, Dad's, like, huge. Like, everybody knows him.
Yeah, no, he just sort of, he's across it. Oh, I've got to go to work now, back going to work now, and he's not real keen on that, mate.
Okay.
Dad leaving again, but it's okay. But you know, we got a couple of gigs in the state and that sort of thing. But we've had a few recently that I can sort of get to and come home. So it's great to wake up in your own bed sometimes.
Yes.
I could imagine, mate. I could imagine. Yeah. Now, just before we let you go and let you listen to your song. Do you reckon it's something that you'll push your kids to do, is to, you know, to be musicians? Because sometimes you hear musicians go yes and others no, but
saw the little one with a guitar on
your Instagram. Is that something that you'd be keen on?
Oh, guys, if they want to pursue music, I'll definitely support them. You know what I mean? As it stands, it's really funny. I got them when they were all little. I sort of got them to do scales, you know, just the warm up scales, and they were pretty well in tune, so I was pretty excited about that, but now none of them will sing in front of me for some reason. So I'm sort of just letting it be at the moment, and if they want to pick it up and do a little bit with it down the track, then I'll definitely support them. But, you know, it's their choice, I think, whatever they want to pursue as a career or as a hobby or whatever. So I think, you know, it's up to them, but hopefully they'll come around and we'll be able to have some sing along stuff and that down the track.
That'd be cool.
The great thing about that, though, is that no matter what they do, because I guess a lot of parents don't necessarily understand the music industry. So a lot of parents would be like, oh no, you've got to go get a different job, something else.
But because you've been there.
Because you've been there, like, you have this great ability that you can support them in whatever they want to do, because you've got that little left of centre industry. It is a great one to be in, whether it's music or something else. You know that they can do whatever they set their mind to.
Yeah, it's always good to sort of encourage being creative. So I think is another thing. It's a great way to express yourself and be able to talk about, you know, obviously difficult subjects as well, you know, through music. So, you know, I think that's all there. They're very avid music listeners, so they've got eclectic taste sort of thing too. Cody told me one day, listen to the whole Beatles back catalogue one time, which I was pretty stuffed about, you know, for a young kid. He was only 12 when he said that. So I thought that showed a lot of musical maturity in that as well, not to just listen to whatever's on the radio, you know, go out and find what sort of taste you've got, what sort of music you like yourself. So I really encourage that sort of things with it, you know what I mean? It's kind of a nice thing. Star is Born song, but then she just won't do it anymore.
we hope that for our sake and for everyone's sake, that if they do make music, they're going to be just like their father, because we love the music that you make, mate, and we appreciate it. Really do appreciate it, mate. And thank you so much for coming on, giving your time up, mate, and coming on this morning and chatting about your new album Roar and this song that we're about to play. We really do appreciate everything you do, Nolesy.
Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate the chat and really appreciate the support. Thank you so much.
No problem, mate. Have a good one. See you later.
Good on you, guys. Thanks so much. See you later.
Cause I need a rescue. Please understand. will still have to grow. A hand on my shoulder, it helps me to know we're in this together. So I'm not alone. There's someone to catch me if I'm not strong. But now and tomorrow, I won't be afraid to look in the mirror and believe I can change. I keep making the same mistake till I believe I can be better. Nothing's gonna change and make the world till we are chosen faith in each other.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.